Hugh and Review, celebrating 40 years of audio production, welcomes you to this week's edition of the Glasgow Times Sports Podcast, recorded from our studio in the Bishopriggs Media Centre and by our volunteers working from home. Keep up to date with Q and Review news via our Facebook, Twitter or Instagram at Q and Review, that's @CUEANDREVIEW, or get in touch with us directly by emailing information@qandreview.com, that's INFORMATION @CUEANDREVIEW.com, or by calling 0141 772 3976. Please like and share our podcast and give us constructive feedback.
Evening Times Sport, October 31. Barisic suffers Croatia blow, report by Mark Walker. Rangers defender Borna Barisic has suffered a Croatia squad blow after the disastrous Euro 2024 qualifying slump. The left-back was injured in new Ibrox boss Philippe Clement's first game against Hibs and limped off and has not featured since then, although he was expected to return to training this week. But he has been relegated to Croatia's standby list for the double header in Latvia and at home to Armenia, with the World Cup semi-finalists struggling to reach the finals. They suffered a pair of catastrophic losses in their last fixtures when they were defeated by Turkey at home before losing in Cardiff to Wales to leave them outside the automatic qualifying spots. Barisic, who has 31 caps, started the two games but was subbed off in both of them and has been surprisingly named only on their reserve list for the next set of games. Croatia manager Zlatko Dalic said, "It is understandable that after two bad games, we change the list a bit and add a few new players who deserve it with their form. We also listed 9 reserves, so in the next 2 weeks we will see who else we can or should activate, depending on their health and form. I deeply believe we will react well and show that October was an exception. After all, this team has been fantastic, and two bad performances do not shake my belief in them." Barisic won his first international cap 6 years ago and played in last year's World Cup run to the semi-finals, where they lost to Argentina. Report by Mark Walker. Evening Times Sport, October 31. Brendan Rodgers to cut quantity and add quality to Celtic. Report by Graeme McGarry. Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers will look to trim the fat from his squad in January as he aims to offload some fringe players as well as bringing in some quality additions who can make an immediate impact on his starting 11. Rodgers is currently running with 32 senior players, some of whom have little chance of playing regular first-team football under him at this stage in their careers. He is hoping to find more suitable clubs for many of those players in the new year to get them the game time they need to help their development, and he says that he will not be looking to add any more project signings in the immediate future. Said Rodgers, "It is more quality than quantity for me. I think there will be more out than coming in. I think there will be players who will be here for 6 months and won't have played. Like I've said before, it is no fault of them. The squad is obviously a lot bigger than I would want, so I think there will be more players who will look to go out and get game time. And of course, hopefully over the coming windows, we can look to improve the quality of the squad. Listen, we have enough. What I would say, development players. I think it is clear, and I love that. It is what I have done all my life, is work with those players. But you certainly need ones that can come in and make an immediate impact. We already have a number of those development players, so it is genuine quality we hope we can bring in across the coming windows. Your squads are 25, which is 22 plus 3 goalkeepers. It is not ideal. I think there were younger players that were going to come in and see how they develop. Then there was the notion, which I know for sure was the case, that there were some guys that were thinking of leaving before I came in. Then obviously a new manager comes in and there can be a change of heart. They don't leave, they stay. And that is how your squad ends up where it is at. So it is that mixture between players coming in to develop and ones that decided to stay and not move on. But I think over the course of the next couple of windows, we'll get the squad down to a workable group. Rodgers will look to sit down with those players who are not in either his immediate or long-term plans in the coming weeks. And he continued, I have not spoken to them as of yet. Just after the window shut, it was a case of speaking then to some of the players that did not get out. I said, listen, let's see how we go over the course of the next 6 months. If it doesn't quite work out with game time, then, of course, we'll look at it in January. Some of those players have had game time and will be happy, and there will be others that feel they will still want to play. Report by Graham McGarry. Evening Times Sport, October 31. Rodgers on the route of Hatate's injury woes. Report by Graham McGarry. Brendan Rodgers has expressed his dismay after learning that Rio Hatate will be out of action until after Christmas and has vowed to get to the bottom of the midfielder's injury problems. Hatate limped off in the early stages of Celtic's Champions League tie against Atletico Madrid last Wednesday, and it has since transpired that he suffered a grade 4 hamstring injury. The Japanese travelled to London yesterday for further tests, but while it is still unclear exactly how long he will be sidelined, Rodgers is resigned to being without one of his star men for at least a couple of months. The hamstring Hatate has injured is not the same one he tore last season, but after also missing matches at the start of this campaign with a calf problem, Rodgers is looking to ascertain if there are underlying issues in his routine or his training program that are making him more susceptible to injury. Said Rodgers, it's certainly going to be after Christmas before he's back, which is really disappointing for him and for us. Without knowing exactly, it's definitely going to be after Christmas. Sometimes the hamstrings can be naughty, so it's just a shame for him. It wasn't great news. It was a stage 4 level injury, which was not great. He had one towards the end of last season on the hamstring on the other side, and he's had a calf problem earlier this season as well. So this gives us a chance to investigate with him and run through every fine detail of it, because his calf and hamstring have happened early in the games. There's lots of things that can happen with footballers and how they work, so we'll look at it and investigate every part of his training programme and what he does away from here, and see if we can help and support him. Hatate is likely to also be missing for Japan's matches in the AFC Asian Cup in January, for Rodgers admitted he will be a big doubt for that. His season has been broken, as he started to find that rhythm again in his training and getting into the team and looking exactly what I want from him, and then he's starting to perform, to then break down is such a shame for him and for us, because he's a very good player. There was better news on the injury front for Rodgers around fullback Alistair Johnson, who it was feared may have suffered from a concussion in the weekend draw with Hibs. For he said, "It wasn't concussion, we just wanted to make sure. I didn't think there was a point in taking a risk when he was not feeling great, and Tony Ralston came in and did a good job." Report by Graham McGarry. Evening Times Sport, October 31. Andy Murray admits not really enjoying playing tennis. Report by Lucy Garcia. Andy Murray has admitted he is not enjoying playing tennis. It comes after suffering another disappointing defeat to Australian Alex de Minaur in the first round of the Paris Masters. Murray has lost all five previous matches against the Australian, including three this season, with the most recent coming in Beijing, where the Briton failed to convert three match points. The former world number one looked on course to end that run on Monday after recovering from losing the opening set tiebreak to lead 5-2 in the decider. However, Murray failed to win either of his next two service games, despite having a match point in the second, and the world number 13 prevailed 7-6, 4-6, 7-5 in just over 3 hours. Murray's temper boiled over during the final set, knocking the drinks bottles and towel off his bench during a change of ends, before he smashed his racket off the floor after the last point. The disappointing run of form has left the 36-year-old two-time Wimbledon champion questioning what else he has to do to get back to winning ways. Murray told several national newspapers, "I'm not really enjoying it just now in terms of how I feel on the court and how I'm playing. The last 5 or 6 months have not been that enjoyable, so I need to try and find some of that enjoyment back, because playing a match like that, there's not much positivity there. When I play a good point, I'm not really getting behind myself, and then in the important moments, that will to win and fight that has always been quite a big part of my game." Another Briton who did not enjoy the match was Katie Bolter, the girlfriend of de Minaur. The British number one wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, "Had enough Alex and Andy for the rest of my life. No more please and thank you." Murray, who is entered for next week's ATP 250 event in Metz, said he will take some time to consider whether to play for Great Britain in the Davis Cup at the end of November. And he added, "If I want to keep going, I'm going to need a lot of work. It's not just going to be like 1 or 2 weeks of training to get me to where I need to get to. It's going to have to be a lot of work and consistent work to give myself a chance." Report by Lucy Garcia. Evening Times Sport, October 31. Why reruns of The Late Late Show can turn Rangers into title winners. Report by Matthew Lindsay. Philippe Clement, along with all the Rangers supporters in the 49,530 strong crowd, would have preferred it if his side had wrapped up the 3 points against Hearts at Ibrox on Sunday far earlier than they did. Scoring in the 89th and 93rd minutes of the Cinch Premiership match was not particularly good for the Belgians' blood pressure. Yet Clement, whose team are now just 5 points behind their City rivals in the top-flight table, following the dramatic 2-1 triumph over their Tynecastle opponents, was certainly pleased with the never-say-die attitude shown by his charges during the encounter. He is confident that if James Tavernier who netted a late equaliser from the penalty spot and then set up substitute Danilo for a last-gasp winner with a cross, and his teammates can continue to exhibit the battling qualities which were evident at the weekend, they can enjoy an amazing season. Was it perfect, he said? No, but they have seen if they never give up, a lot of good things can happen. It is not a guarantee that you win every game, because not even the best teams in the world manage to do that. But we are going to win much more games than we have done until now. Clermont has a point, capitulating weakly to opponents who take the lead, as Hearts did through Lauren Shankland on Sunday, has been a costly trait for Rangers in the past two seasons. If they can show greater fortitude in adversity going forward, it could make a substantial difference to their on-field fortunes. Potentially, it could turn them from also-rans into champions. If they had showed the same heart last season as they did in their latest outing, then the outcome of the 22-23 campaign, which Celtic ended up being crowned champions in, could have been quite different. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst's charges came from 1-0 down against Livingston at the Tony Macaroni Arena on the opening day of last season, and won 2-1 thanks to second-half strikes from Scott Arfield and that man Tavernier. But they were unable to replicate the feat against the same opponents at Ibrox in October, after Joel Noble had given David Martindale's side an early lead. John Lundstrom equalised in the final minute of regulation time. However, 2 points were dropped. It was exactly the same story in the meeting with St Mirren in a league match the following month. Tavernier cancelled out the second-half opener that Jonah Ayunga had netted for the hosts with 6 minutes left. No winner was forthcoming. That proved to be Van Bronckhorst's final match in charge. The Dutchman was, despite having a lengthy injury list, sacked during the World Cup break. His replacement, Michael Beale, got, initially at least, far more out of his squad. Rangers came from 1-0 and 2-1 down to Hibs in his first game in the dugout in December to triumph 3-2 at home, beat Aberdeen 3-2 away 5 days later, thanks to 95th and 97th minute goals from Arfield, and then battered Hibs 4-1 and Motherwell 4-2, despite conceding first. But their track record in their all-important meetings against their city rivals was nowhere near as impressive. They were held to a 2-2 draw at Ibrox by Ange Postecoglou's team in January, after allowing Dazen Maeda to score in the early exchanges, and then lost 3-2 to their age-old adversaries at Parkhead in April, after they had let Kyogo break the deadlock in the first half. A 2-0 defeat to Aberdeen at Pittodrie, admittedly after the league had been lost, followed as well as a 2-2 draw with Hearts, after Shankland had put the Gorgie team in front in the opening minute, in their penultimate league fixture in May. Rangers shipped no fewer than 14 points in the Premiership in games in which they allowed their opponents to take the lead, and they finished 7 adrift of eventual champions Celtic come June. Their problems, of course, ran deep last term. It is far too simplistic to say they would have been crowned champions if they had exhibited greater resolve. They were missing important players, lost confidence and form, and ultimately lacked the quality needed to land any silverware. Still, showing a far greater willingness to scrap until the final whistle would not have harmed their cause. It has certainly served that their old foes across the River Clyde well. "We never stop" became a mantra for Postecoglou's side during the Greek Australians' time in the East End, with good reason. They beat St Johnstone away and Ross County Hearts and Hibs at home last term, thanks to gallant fightbacks, and retained their league crown by a comfortable margin. It had been an identical story the season before. It has been suggested that Rangers lack vocal on-field leaders and claim that too many players in light blue jerseys are unable to cope when their own fans start to aim abuse in their direction and retreat into their own shells. But on Sunday they sucked up the flak that rained down on them, redoubled their efforts, and were rewarded with what was an important win psychologically. They must build on the result against Dundee, who have more than held their own since winning promotion from the Championship, and who moved up to fifth spot in the table with a win over Livingston in West Lothian on Saturday, when they meet at Dens Park tomorrow evening. Dropping points against lesser opposition, especially on the road, proved as costly to Clermont's predecessors, Beal van Bronckhorst and Stephen Gerrard, as failing to prevail in Old Firm matches. The former Beveren, Genk, Club Bruges and Monaco manager must prove he can win away domestically after two triumphs on home turf. But it was little wonder that the 49-year-old was so elated at the manner of the win at the weekend. If Rangers can show the same sort of backbone as they did against Hearts in the weeks and months ahead, then they will continue to apply pressure to the current leaders and make the Scottish title race interesting viewing indeed, says Matthew Lindsay. Evening Times Sport, October 31. Cuthbert insists Scotland need to instill confidence in one another. Report by Alison McConnell. Erin Cuthbert joked that being able to slip seamlessly back into the vernacular of her homeland always feels like relaxing into familiar comforts. Pedro Martinez Losa will hope that the Chelsea midfielder's football talks as well as she does as Scotland host Netherlands this evening at Hampden on the back of a bruising 4-0 defeat on Friday night. Cuthbert missed that game and the two opening Nations League games before them. A calf injury disrupted her season before a niggling quad issue kept her grounded from the game against the Dutch. She has declared herself fit and available, and with no Caroline Weir, Sam Kerr or Emma Watson, her straight-talking influence will be monumental for Scotland, a fact appreciated by Martinez Loza. I think players like Erin are the soul of the team, said the Spaniard. Certainly the 25-year-old is itching to get the boots back on after the frustration of watching from the sidelines. Scotland have taken just 1 point so far from the campaign, a last-gasp draw against Belgium, with Cuthbert badly missed. She said, "It was terribly frustrating. I was kicking every ball on Friday. I think when you have time out, you are even more eager to make an impression when you come back. And I have come back with the bit between my teeth. The last three games I have watched from my own sofa, which is difficult, because I have always been used to being in camp. I have not enjoyed it." Cuthbert's vantage point did allow her to make certain observations about Friday night's performance, which she was not slow at sharing with her teammates as she hooked up with them on Saturday. And she said, "We need to be brave and not panic. We need to instill that confidence in one another. We all had a discussion, and I won't shy away from things. I am the first to put my hand up when I make a mistake, but I expect the same standard from everyone else. The girls already know. They have a dressing room full of international experience. They know that was not good enough. They don't need anyone to tell them that they weren't at the level that is expected from a national team. Everyone knows we were half a yard off. We are looking for a reaction now. We pride ourselves that we make ourselves difficult to beat. They know that was not good enough. They don't need anyone to tell them that they were not at the level that is expected from a national team. Report by Alison McConnell.
This is from the Glasgow Times. On Wednesday, the 1st of November 2023, from the sports section. Ben Davies explains why he was on corners for Rangers. Report by David Irvin. There were suggestions Ben Davies would be shoehorned into left back against Sparta Prague as a result of a selection crisis for Rangers. Philippe Clement opted against asking Davies to play out with his regular centre back spot. However, he did raise eyebrows by putting the defender on corners. In the 0-0 Europa League group stage fixture last month, Davies was asked to take out swinging corners for his side, despite having never done so before in his career. Davies admitted he was initially concerned over his set-piece ability before a pep talk from Clement to believe in himself and his qualities. "He put me in corners," said the Ibrox defender, as quoted by the Scottish Sun. "He asked me if I'd done it before, and I said I wasn't sure about taking them. But he said, 'You can do it.' So that's where the have more belief comment came from. I wasn't sure about taking corners because I hadn't done it before. I wasn't sure about stepping up to the ball because I didn't have anything to fall back on. What was going to happen? The manager wanted the outswinger. He said I was good in the ball and he believed that I could take the corners. I didn't expect it, but I took it as a compliment. That's what I mean about the belief and confidence he has given out. Maybe he wants me to become more involved. He has said before he wants characters in the team, and maybe he saw it as an opportunity to give me more responsibility." That report was by David Irvin. This is from the Glasgow Times on Wednesday, the 1st of November 2023, from the sports section. Celtic hero Scott Brown considering shock retirement U-turn. Report by David Irvin. Former Celtic captain Scott Brown is reportedly considering a shock U-turn on his decision to retire from playing football. The ex-Hibs midfielder ended his playing career last year and moved into management. However, it's claimed he is now considering a shock return to playing after taking part in a testimonial for David Gray. The Scotsman reports Brown is currently training with Scottish League 2 side Spartans as he considers returning to playing. Brown has ties with the club as his son plays in the youth system, and that connection could be furthered with Brown joining training on Tuesday, having been impressed by the style of play at the lower league club. The development comes days after Brown suggested he was ready to try and land his next job in management. However, it's reported Brown is clear his next management move is his priority, with major links to the vacant St Johnstone post. The former Parkhead captain has been out of the dugout after being sacked by Fleetwood Town earlier this year. While Brown has enjoyed the time spent with his family, he admitted he was getting itchy feet over a return to football. And while conducting the Scottish Cup draw, Brown opened up on his aspirations to return to the dugout in a new position. "I'm getting itchy feet now," said Brown over getting back into management. "It's been good to have some family time and see the kids growing up. I've been away the past couple of years, but now it's getting back to the stage where I'm looking to get back into that routine." Reflecting on his stint at Fleetwood, Brown added, "It was great to be down and get a great understanding for myself and Stephen Whittaker to go down to England. We enjoyed it. We had some great times last season. Not so many this season, but we all bounced back." That report was by David Irvin. This is from the Glasgow Times on Wednesday, the 1st of November 2023, from the sports section. Celtic versus St Mirren. TV channel, live stream and kick-off. Report by David Irvine. Celtic host St Mirren on Wednesday in the midweek Scottish Premier card. The league leaders welcome Stephen Robinson's high-flying buddies to Parkhead, and Brendan Rodgers will be hoping for a return to winning ways after the goalless draw with Hibs at the weekend. The visitors head to Glasgow in high spirits after a 4-0 win over St Johnson earned a 7-point gap in the race for third place. Ahead of the match, Rodgers commented, "I think he, Robinson, has proven himself to be an excellent manager coach. When I was up here for the first time, he did a very good job with Motherwell. He got them to the league and the Scottish Cup finals, and that was a fantastic achievement. His teams were always hard to play against. You look now, coming into St Mirren, and it is the same idea. He has got them well organised. They are working very hard, and you can see they are very much a team. They are always very competitive. He's an excellent manager and did really well. I look forward to seeing him on Wednesday, and we will expect a tough match." Here's everything you need to know about Celtic versus St Mirren. When is Celtic versus St Mirren? Celtic face St Mirren on Wednesday, November the 1st. The match will be played at Celtic Park. Kick-off is at 7:45pm. Is Celtic versus St Mirren on TV? No. The match has not been selected for TV coverage. Can I stream Celtic versus St Mirren? Yes. The match can be streamed on Celtic pay-per-view for £12.99. International Celtic TV subscribers can watch the match live through their subscription. Audio coverage is available for Celtic TV subscribers within the UK and Ireland. That report was by David Irvine. This is from the Glasgow Times. On Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From Sports Section. Clement says Rangers fan dynamic changing, but begs keep Pyro out. Report by David Irvine. Philippe Clement insists the dynamic between Rangers fans and players is shifting for the better. However, the Ibrox boss pleaded with fans to keep the fire outside of the stadium after a huge pyro display minutes into the match saw the players taken off the pitch. After a delay to the match, after kick-off was pushed back due to the Rangers team bus being held up by traffic, Rangers romped to a 5-0 victory at Dens Park, and Clement reckons the supporters are thriving, watching his side with positive reactions given to the players who are playing their part on the pitch. The Belgian boss admitted he loves the songs and energy from Rangers supporters, but pleaded with fans to keep pyro away from matches after the delay. Clement said, "You come here in the warm-up and the stand is full. Everyone is chanting and supporting the players, giving a lot of energy. Those are very important things. We feel also the dynamic between fans and players is changing, and it's because of both sides. The supporters are positive to the players, and the players are doing the right things on the pitch. Those things we need to continue doing, and not pyro things, because going inside is not a good thing. We started the game brightly, with pressing from Danilo, and you can break the rhythm of the team like that. It was good the team started brightly again, but I think everyone will understand that it's really good to have all this support, all these songs and all this energy. I love it. But keep the fire outside of the stadium." On any possible repercussions from the pyro matter, Clement added, "I hope that the club does not face sanctions." That report was by David Irvine. This is from the Glasgow Times. On Wednesday, the 1st of November, 2023. From the Sports section. Dundee versus Rangers. Stream, kick-off time, team news and TV channel. Report by Aidan Smith. Rangers will be looking to continue their current form under Philippe Clement when they head to the City of Discovery to take on Dundee this week. The Light Blues are fresh off an impressive comeback victory over Hearts last weekend as they gained 2 points on Celtic after they drew 0-0 with Hibernian. New boss Clement is beginning to make his stamp at Ibrox, and he will be hoping that will continue when his team face off against Tony Docherty's Dundee, who themselves are in impressive form. Here is everything you need to know about the game. When is Dundee versus Rangers? Dundee welcome Rangers to Dens Park tonight on Wednesday, November the 1st. The match will kick off at 7:45pm. Is Dundee versus Rangers on TV? The match will not be shown live on Sky Sports, but fans can purchase a PPV stream of the contest through Dundee. What's been said ahead of the match? Philippe Clement hailed his side's comeback victory over Hearts, but he feels there is more to come from his team. He said, "Was it perfect? No. But for me, it is a reference game. In the way that they have seen, if they never give up, a lot of good things can happen. It is not a guarantee that you win every game, because not even the best teams in the world manage to do that. But we are going to win much more games than we have done until now. It is a big step forward for me, and in that way, Tav was an example today. Missing the penalty, getting the stick because of that. That moment, you can lose confidence. You can go down. You can stop taking responsibility. But he took the second penalty. He scored it. And afterwards, he gave the assist for the second goal. I want to see a lot of players with that mentality in my dressing room." That report was by Aidan Smith. This is from the Glasgow Times on Wednesday, the 1st of November 2023. From the sports section. Dundee versus Rangers update as clubs monitor weather conditions. Report by David Irvin. Dundee Chiefs are monitoring the weather conditions ahead of tonight's match against Rangers after heavy rainfall this morning. The Dens Park club remains optimistic the match will go ahead as planned despite a deluge of rain. As of yet, it does not appear any unexpected pitch inspection is required. However, a Dundee statement informed supporters that any further update on the match will be provided on social media. A club statement reads, "Dundee Football Club are currently monitoring the weather conditions due to the recent heavy rainfall. As it currently stands, the club are optimistic that this evening's match against Rangers at the Scott Foam Stadium at Dens Park will go ahead as planned. If there are any updates or changes regarding tonight's match, the club will update supporters through the club website and social media channels." A Rangers statement added, "Rangers are in contact with Dundee regarding this evening's match. We will update supporters as soon as possible should anything change." Meanwhile, Philippe Clement has revealed he tried to sign Danilo for Club Brugge before the pair were united at Ibrox. "I knew him when he was at Ajax and I was at Brugge," he said. "We talked about him at the moment when he was struggling to get into the team at Ajax. He was going to leave in January, I think. We had some talks about that. But finally, it did not happen." That report is by David Irvin. This is from the Glasgow Times on Wednesday, the 1st of November 2023. From the sports section. Glasgow Warriors, row on injury torment and Scotland boost. Report by Ewan Booth Robertson. The road to recovery from injury involves soul searching and requires mental fortitude to return, as Kyle Rowe can testify. The 25-year-old would be justified in feeling that he was cursed after a dream moment turned into the start of a nightmare for 12 months. In July 2022, Rowe was handed his Scotland debut against Argentina in Salta, but he sustained a serious knee injury that ruled him out for the entirety of last season. During his rehabilitation, Rowe's club side London Irish went into administration, leaving the talented winger facing unemployment whilst recuperating from his cruciate issue. Many players would have become despondent, but Rowe called upon his inner strength and he was rewarded when Glasgow Warriors offered him a contract. "Of course it's tough," Rowe admitted. "You'll be going into training and seeing the boys. You're part of the group, but you're not part of the group because you're not out there training week in, week out. All you're doing is going into the gym, doing rehab, then going home. It's obviously tough, a bit draining, a bit tedious, but I got through it and I'm back now. The inspiration for me was just to get back as quickly as I could. I just wanted to play rugby, and that was really the crux of it. I didn't get the chance when I initially came back to London Irish. With me not coming back last season and playing for London Irish, it probably drove me on even more to want to play. I had the whole summer off, then a good pre-season here, and then in that first game, I was properly ready to get at it. There were no issues with the knee, and the body was feeling good. Injury deprived Rowe of the opportunity to stake his claim to be included in Gregor Townsend's squad for the World Cup. Rowe, however, was afforded the chance to train with the Scotland squad, which was extremely beneficial for his fitness, as it allowed him to return to Glasgow in pristine condition. "Yeah, big time," Rowe replied, when asked about the importance of training with Scotland. "I've grown up with a load of these boys that were in the camp. Our season at London Irish finished before Glasgow's did, so I had quite a lengthy period of time off, which was good for the body. But at that point, I was ready to get back into some form of training. So when I got the phone call asking me to come in to train, it was great for me, because I was able to come into pre-season here already fit, well-conditioned, and it was a nice, easy transition." Rowe highlighted his attacking and finishing ability with a try on his competitive debut against Connacht last week. It ended in a disappointing defeat against the Irish side, but Rowe was determined to avenge that result when the Warriors faced the Stormers under the lights at Scotson on Friday night. "It was good," Rowe added on his debut. "It was my first proper competitive game back since doing my knee, so it was good to get the full 80 minutes in attack and defence. Hopefully, I can feel good for this week and just rip into it, basically. Playing Friday night under the lights with hopefully a packed out Scotstoun will be amazing. And playing one of the top teams in the competition is going to be a good test for us. I'm ready to get ripped into these big games. Every game's big, but you've obviously got the top teams, and I'm ready to show what I can do against one of the best teams. We obviously wanted to put out a statement against Connacht, and we didn't do that, but hopefully playing under the lights at home is going to give us a nice boost. I'm ready to rip into this week, then rip into Friday." The fact that Rowe's international debut ended in a disaster will act as motivation to catch the eye of Townsend in the coming months ahead of the Six Nations. All of Glasgow's Scotland contingent have returned to training, and Rowe admits that's increased intensity, but his sole focus remains on impressing Warriors boss Franco Smith. "It's more about getting a good bit of game time under my belt," Rowe said on his Scotland ambitions. "If it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, I just need to keep working hard, keep playing and keep scoring tries. We try to replicate that intensity that the Scotland lads bring in our training, especially for the young guys coming through, so if and when they do get to that stage, it's not going to be a shock for them. With all the internationals coming back, it's good to have everyone back in the building. We are training well. In the game at the weekend, we didn't show what we are capable of, but training is a very good standard at the minute." That report was by Ewan Booth Robertson. This is from the Glasgow Times. On Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From the sports section. Kevin Clancy, Rangers assist blasted after Dundee ace fouled by ref. Report by David Irvin. Referee Kevin Clancy has come under fire after he fouled a Dundee player in the build-up to Rangers' fourth goal at Dens Park. The Scottish FA official faced criticism after Luke McCowan appeared to be inadvertently blocked off by the referee before Rangers raced up the pitch for Cyril Dessers to score. A pass had been played toward winger McCowan before he bumped into the back of Clancy as he looked to take control of the ball. John Lundstrom was alert to the situation to pinch the ball and set up a counter for Rangers to add their fourth goal of the night. The incident left Dundee players furious, with an explanation demanded after the match. However, Dundee manager Tony Docherty was baffled by the call. After the match, he sighed. I don't understand the explanation. The referee fouled Luke McCowan, and I'm expecting it to be brought back. But it can't, unless the referee touches the ball. On Sports Scene, Neil McCann added, an assist from Kevin Clancy in this one in the build-up, which the Dundee players weren't too chuffed about. Dundee boss Docherty branded the night disappointing and cited the lengthy match delays as he reflected on the defeat. It's a disappointing night and a bizarre night, he said. At one stage I thought the game wasn't going to go ahead. I was trying to keep the boys focused. Then we start the game and because of the pyros, we get brought in again. There's a debate on whether there's a place for pyro, but the game was almost abandoned. The police took control and I didn't think we were going to go back out again. That affects focus. When it's almost causing matches to be abandoned, I think we need to address it. That report was by David Irvin. This is from the Glasgow Times on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From the sports section. Lille Abada advised to stay at Celtic to prove the haters wrong. Report by Mark Walker. Israel boss Alon Hazan has advised Lille Abada to stay at Celtic and prove the haters wrong. And he's claimed that the Hoops Israeli International demanded the Parkhead board condemn their fans' pro-Palestinian displays in recent weeks. Abada is currently sidelined and expected to be out for another couple of months after picking up a thigh injury on international duty in September. The 22-year-old reportedly held meetings with the Parkhead board over the since-banned Green Brigade's banners and chants about the Middle East conflict. Former Celtic star Nir Bitton also vocally expressed his outrage at the supporters' group. And Israel boss Hazan was asked in a Homeland interview what advice he would give to Abada and international teammate Sean Weissman, who didn't travel last week to Granada's La Liga match against Osasuna in the Basque Country for security reasons. He said, Lille Abada doesn't need me to step into his shoes. He did his military national service to the state and did a fine job. He demanded that Celtic's management issue a condemnation against their fans, who are known to be anti-Semitic, even though there were many Israeli players who played for this club. Weissman was not afraid to play in Spain. The security forces advised him not to do it. Both of them have to play and be there at their clubs every day. Their presence is the biggest victory. That's the only way to cause the haters the greatest damage. Israel have been ordered to play 4 matches in a 9-day period this month because of the war in their homeland, which saw their games in October postponed, and will play their home matches in Hungary as they attempt to qualify for the Euros for the first time. Abada won't be available due to injury, but the Israeli boss is fuming at what he thinks is UEFA's lack of sympathy towards their plight. He pointed out, if I was surprised at UEFA's behaviour, I would be disappointed in myself. Take the game in Belgium about 2 weeks ago, when a terrorist killed 2 Swedish fans. We could then hear the deep shock from them. But in our case, with 1,400 murdered and more than 220 kidnapped, for some reason the shock and condemnation were less significant. We don't think for a moment by handing them a gift by leaving. We will present ourselves with an Israeli flag at these games. They won't make us disappear. That report was by Mark Walker. This is from the Glasgow Times on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From the sports section. Police Scotland probing worrying Rangers fan pyro display. Report by David Irvin. Police Scotland are carrying out retrospective inquiries into the tremendously disappointing and worrying pyrotechnics display by Rangers fans. The match between Dundee and Rangers had to be halted just minutes after kick-off, after a number of smoke bombs and flares were set off inside Dens Park. A police probe into the incident is underway, with the SPFL to assist, alongside both clubs to identify those responsible. Thankfully, no reports of any injuries have been received by Police Scotland, but the force warned it's only a matter of time before a serious injury. No arrests were made at the match. Superintendent Ian Wales said, The safety of the public and officers is our priority. Due to a number of pyrotechnics, including smoke bombs and flares being set off in the stands, the game was stopped. Players were removed from the pitch and returned a short time later. Taking pyrotechnics into a football stadium is not only an offence, it is extremely dangerous. It is tremendously disappointing and worrying that despite repeated warning about the risk, these are still brought to matches. Luckily, there were no reports of any injuries. However, the consequences could have been much worse. It's only a matter of time before someone is seriously injured. Although no arrests were made at the game, retrospective inquiries are being carried out. The investigation is ongoing, and we are working closely with both clubs to identify those responsible. Anyone with information that may assist our inquiries should contact 101, quoting reference number 2815 of 2nd of November. An SPFL statement read, "The extensive use of pyrotechnics at the match at Dens Park is very concerning and unwelcome. The disruption to the game is obviously extremely regrettable. We await the delegate report and will be liaising with Police Scotland on the incident." Ibrox boss Philippe Clement said, "It was good the team started brightly again, but I think everyone will understand that it's really good to have all this support, all these songs and all this energy. I love it. But keep the fire outside of the stadium." That report was by David Irvin. This is from the Glasgow Times on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From the sports section, Sparta boss admits injury hammer blow ahead of Rangers clash. Report by Mark Walker. Sparta Prague look set to be depleted for their trip to Ibrox next week, with three of their key players ruled out of the Europa League game. Rangers welcome the Czechs to Glasgow in the fourth set of games, with their group wide open for qualification, with just 3 points separating the four teams. But although Sparta defeated City rivals Bohemians in a Czech Cup match in midweek, it came at a cost. Captain and Czech international Ladislav Krejci is set to miss the game in Scotland with a fractured cheekbone. And left winger Lukas Harrison is also set to be absent for the game with a thigh strain, along with midfielder Matej Rinez, who was taken off during the cup win. But Sparta boss Brian Prisk insists they just have to get on with it. He said, "Unfortunately, it looks like we don't have Krejci, Harrison and Rins for a period of time, but it's part of the game. That was the 22nd match we have played this season so far, and I also have a lot of players who have featured for their national teams too. You collect injuries and just have to deal with it. Our medical team have done a good job this season, but if you are unlucky and injuries happen, there's nothing you can do about it. That's why we have a squad, and I have every confidence each and every one of them can come in and do a good job both at home and in the Europa League." That report was by Mark Walker. This is from the Glasgow Times on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From the sports section, SPFL blast very concerning and unwelcome Rangers pyro display. Report by David Irvin. The SPFL have branded the use of pyrotechnics by Rangers supporters last night as very concerning and unwelcome. Players were taken off the pitch just 2 minutes into the delayed kick-off of the match between Dundee and Rangers due to the pyrotechnics display. It's understood smoke alarms inside the stadium were set off by smoke from the devices. Referee Kevin Clancy ordered the players off the pitch while the matter was resolved before Rangers ran out 5-0 winners at Dens Park. Now the SPFL have blasted the pyro display and vowed to work alongside Police Scotland on the incident, with a delegate report yet to be received. An SPFL spokesperson said, "The extensive use of pyrotechnics at the match at Dens Park is very concerning and unwelcome. The disruption to the game is obviously extremely regrettable. We await the delegate report and will be liaising with Police Scotland on the incident." That report was by David Irvin. This is from the Glasgow Times on Thursday, the 2nd of November, 2023. From the sports section, Todd Cantwell salutes on-fire Rangers support after pyro display. Report by David Irvin. Todd Cantwell last night quipped that the Rangers support was on fire in the win over Dundee. The Ibrox club ran out 5-0 winners at Dens Park in a match heavily delayed. Rangers team bus was caught in heavy traffic on the way to Dundee, which led to an altered kickoff time of 8:30 p.m. A statement confirmed, tonight's match at Dens Park will kick off at 20:30 hours, following severe traffic congestion in and around Dundee. Rangers thank our supporters for their patience, understanding and what will undoubtedly be their fantastic backing this evening. And then the match was suspended after 2 minutes by the referee after a huge pyro display from the away end. It's understood smoke from the away end set off fire alarms inside the stadium and forced Kevin Clancy to suspend the match. Players from both teams returned to the dressing room during the delay before returning after a short stoppage. After the match, Philippe Clement hailed the Rangers supporters but urged fans against the use of pyro inside the stadium. He said, "We feel also the dynamic between fans and players is changing, and it's because of both sides. The supporters are positive to the players, and the players are doing the right things in the pitch. Those things we need to continue doing, and not pyro things, because going inside is not a good thing. We started the game brightly, with pressing from Danilo, and you can break the rhythm of the team like that. It was good the team started brightly again, but I think everyone will understand that it's really good to have all this support, all these songs and all this energy. I love it, but keep the fire outside of the stadium." Now, Cantwell has quipped that the away support was on fire, as he referenced the pyro delay alongside praising his teammates. On X, formerly known as Twitter, he posted, "Boys are cooking, away support, as always, on fire." That report was by David Irvin.
From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, from the sports section, Atletico manager Diego Simeone raves about Celtic intensity. Article by Graham McGarry. Diego Simeone is bracing his Atletico Madrid players for another whirlwind start from Celtic when they face off once more at the Estadio Citeves Metropolitano tomorrow night. The Atletico manager spoke of how impressed he was with the Scottish champions in the 2-2 draw between the sides at Celtic Park a fortnight ago, and particularly by the energy with which Brendan Rodgers' players pressed his men high up the pitch. He fully expects Celtic to adopt the same approach in Madrid, and doesn't think there is any chance they would adopt a more conservative approach away from their own stadium. "I can't imagine any other way," Simeone said. "I think they will play exactly the same way. They'll play just like that against Feyenoord, Lazio and us. That's their style, and I expect nothing else but them coming out the same way. The opponent plays a really high press, and they didn't really allow us time to think. We need to be able to play around that." Despite our poor start at Celtic Park, we didn't play badly in the first half, and we improved in the second half. We got the goal, and could have got another one, but after the red card, it was just about not losing. "We know it's going to be a very, very difficult game. There is equal respect between Atletico and Celtic. It's a team I have respected since I sat down to talk about them. They play a style of football I really like, so I have full respect for Celtic. By contrast, it will be Atletico who will prioritise the need to keep it tight at the back, with their trademark defensive organisation coming undone in Glasgow under that early Celtic onslaught. Obviously, every team tries to keep a clean sheet," he said. "You normally see a lot of goals in the Champions League because all the teams have good footballers, good forwards, they know how to play football. This is what the Champions League is all about. But our strength over the years has been our ability to keep a clean sheet and grow from there as a team. We will try to do that tomorrow by keeping a clean sheet and then try to find ways to hurt Celtic, a Celtic team that knows how to play football." Despite Celtic currently sitting bottom of the group at the halfway stage with just a single point, Simeone doesn't feel that gives an accurate reflection of how the matches have gone so far, and he isn't ruling out the Scots out of the reckoning to make the last 16. "It's a very tight group," he said.
I think Celtic deserved more against Feyenoord and Lazio. Obviously, every team is going to drop points. The two teams that manage to become more consistent will be the ones that qualify for the last 16. Atletico defender Mario Immortal concurred with his manager's view on how difficult a task Celtic will pose to his team after also being struck by the level of their performance in Glasgow. The defender said that at the movement of the Celtic attackers called Atletico's backline real problems, and that they will have to heed the lessons from that first game to get the win in Spain. "We all know how demanding these group stage games are," Hermoso said. "It's very difficult at Celtic Park. We hope to do better in front of our own fans and get the 3 points that we need. We always need to learn from our rivals and try to correct things. It's going to be a very intense game. Celtic have a lot of direct players who are really difficult to mark, as they know how to move between the lines. So, it's really important to start the game correctly, as that sets the standards for it. We need to improve on that from Glasgow. Celtic did really well when faced than at Celtic Park, so we need to turn around and start really well. I'm sure that will make a difference." And that article was by Graham McGarry. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, from the sports section. Celtic launch an official news channel on all Apple devices. Article by Taylor Murray. An official news channel has been launched by Celtic as they look to make it easier to keep supporters up to date. The East End club announced this afternoon, Monday, November the 6th, they have launched the channel on Apple News, a free app that is installed on all Apple devices. Celtic have said that they will look to update the channel daily with plenty of club news and special features appearing too. Fans will also be able to access content such as match previews, reports and analysis, manager and player interviews, latest signings and ticket information. To access the Celtic Football Club channel on Apple News, simply open the Apple News app on your iPhone, iPad or Mac and search for Celtic Football Club. Supporters can also add the channel to their favourites for easy access. In a statement on the club website, the club said, "We are delighted to announce the launch of the official Celtic Football Club channel on Apple News. This exciting new development will make it even easier for supporters to stay up to date on all the latest news from Celtic Park. This new channel is another step in the club's commitment to making it as easy as possible for fans to find out the latest news direct from the club. The Celtic Football Club Apple News channel is a one-stop shop for all the latest news and essential information and is a must-follow for all Celtic supporters." And that article was by Taylor Murray. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, from the sports section. Celtic respond to Green Brigade claims over ticket charges. Article by Ewan Payton. Celtic have responded to claims made by the Green Brigade that the club is continuing to charge the group for tickets despite their suspension from attending all matches. The supporters group were last week banned from Celtic Park and away games following a series of unacceptable behaviours. The club contacted those affected by the action directly via email, setting out the decision and the reasons for it. Their support of Palestine is understood not to be a part of the club's reasoning. The Green Brigade were absent from their usual section in North Carve area Parkhead during Celtic's 2-1 victory over St Mirren last Wednesday night. However, while they weren't meant to be in Dingwall officially, a banner with the group's logo on it appeared in the stands ahead of the win over Ross County at the weekend. Today, the ultras released a statement hitting out at the club with their latest claims. They stated that direct debits were still being taken by the club despite members of the group no longer being eligible to use their tickets for games during their suspension. They also highlighted this week's trip to Madrid as an example of their members being left out of pocket. This has been partly denied by the club, as they insist that nobody in the group had been granted a ticket for tomorrow's game against Atletico Madrid, nor charged. However, they have recognised that reimbursements will be made to fans for home ticket suspensions. A Celtic spokesperson said, "No tickets were issued to the group for the match in Madrid or payment taken by the club. For all home matches where tickets are suspended, reimbursement will be offered and an update will be made to all supporters shortly." the Green Brigade's statement reads, "This week, fans are losing hundreds of pounds on travel to Madrid for a game they are banned from. On top of this, the PLC continues to take direct debit payments for matches fans are currently banned from, with still no further communication with the fans affected." And that article was by Ewan Payton. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, from the sports section, Celtic transfer target Gvisgaarden opens up on future. Article by Ewan Payton. Celtic transfer target Matthias Gvisgaarden admits he has thought about a move away from Brøndby in the near future. The Denmark under 21 international, who has 10 goal contributions and 15 appearances this season, was in Brendan Rodgers' summer wish list. Reports during the transfer window claimed that the Scottish champions had a £4 million bid rejected for the striker. It's believed that Rodgers will look to bolster his attack in January as he aims to ease the burden on Kyogo to supply the team with goals on all fronts. Gvisgaarden signed a contract until 2027 earlier this year, and it's understood Brøndby is reluctant to let their homegrown talent go. The 21-year-old previously branded Celtic at huge club when asked about their interest during the summer. Now, the striker has revealed that he's aware of several clubs who are keen on his signature. He told Tipsbladet, "I'm, of course, thinking about the future, but right now, I'm keeping my focus on the present. We have many matches left in this season, but the goal is if I can produce as many good performances as possible, which will be able to help me in terms of my own future." There is no doubt this is interesting. Big clubs were supposedly present there, Brøndby's match against FG Nordsjælland. I would be lying if I said otherwise. But I don't want to dwell too much in such matters, because I'm afraid it could divert my focus from the game on the field. It's hard to say which league suits me best. It varies depending on what people think and how they see me as a player in terms of where I belong. The Bundesliga is a great league, and it could be a fun place to play, but it also depends on the specific team and how they play. And that article was by Ewan Payton. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, from the sports section, ex-Ranger ace Scott Arfield meets icon David Beckham. Article by Ewan Payton. Former Rangers ace Scott Arfield has shared a cherished photo of himself alongside football legend David Beckham. The Manchester United, Real Madrid and England hero was spotted posing for a photo alongside Arfield last month. Beck, 48, has returned to the limelight of late following the release of his documentary on Netflix. Starring alongside wife Victoria, the pair delivered a detailed insight into their personal lives and history growing up as Posh and Becks. One period of the winger's life that was covered towards the end of the 4-episode series was Beckham's decision to form his own team in the MLS, Inter Miami. Founded in 2018, the team has been feeling its way into the top league in the United States, trying to become an established outfit among the traditionally successful teams. They have former Barcelona stars Lionel Messi, Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba among their ranks. But, despite those major names in the team, they suffered a poor season as they finished second bottom of the Eastern Conference. Inter finished off their season with two games against Charlotte FC, the team Scott Arfield plays for, last month. Ex-Canada international Arfield moved to Charlotte in the summer after departing Rangers. He featured in the aforementioned games against Beck's side as a substitute. And the 35-year-old made sure not to pass on the opportunity to get a pic of him following the games at Inter's DRV PNK Stadium. Finally sharing the photo on Instagram this weekend, Arfield simply captioned the post, "Icon." Meanwhile, Aberdeen are reportedly set to seek an even split of the ticket allocation for the Vialway Cup final against Rangers. Barry Robson's side will meet the Ibrox club at Hampden on Sunday, December the 17th, to fight it out for the first silverware of the season. And that article was by Ewan Payton. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, from the sports section, K-pop band greet fans outside Edmiston House after tour of Ibrox. Article by Taylor Murray. K-pop band Stacey have been pictured at Ibrox as they visit Goffin after jersey mix-up during a gig in Texas. Members of the band were treated to a tour of Ibrox after it was announced they would be making an appearance. The six-part group took pictures inside the stadium, along with pictures in the changing, where Rangers tops with the name Stacey in the back can be seen, along with a retro Rangers top placed in the middle. Rangers CEO, James Bisgrove, can also be seen to be pictured with the group as they hold up a Rangers top in the tunnel. As we reported earlier, members of the pop band Stacey, that's S-T-A-Y-C, had meant to wear the jerseys of the Texas Rangers for a show in Dallas as part of their US tour. However, a wardrobe mix-up meant the singers took to the stage in shirts that had been cropped and paired with denim shorts and miniskirts, once famously sported by Rangers players such as Ally McCoist and Brian Laudrup. Taking to Twitter/X, the group said, 23:11:06, Stacey times Rangers, lovely, kiss, Rangers FC, thank you Glasgow, Swift and Rangers FC fans. And the group greeted fans outside Edmondson House on the balcony as they thanked everyone for coming out to see them. Rangers had announced that they would be making a special visit on their social media platforms. They said, Rangers are delighted to announce that K-pop band Stacey will be visiting Edmondson House later this afternoon, so why not come along and see them? The Korean band became recognised amongst the Jersey support for mistakenly wearing retro jerseys from the 1996-97 season at a recent show in Dallas, Texas. Stacey had intended to wear the jerseys of the Texas Rangers baseball team, who recently reached the World Series, for a show as part of their US tour. The statement went on to say, however, pictures circulating on social media showed two members of the girl group wearing the home shirts fashioned into crop tops, which triggered nostalgia for the light blue support, with the strip being the one worn in the record-equaling 9-in-a-row title-winning season. The band will be present from 6 p.m, where there will be a meet-and-greet opportunity, before they head south to appear at Wembley to perform alongside other K-pop stars for Korea on stage in London on Wednesday night. And that article was written by Taylor Murray. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, Sport. Rangers vs Aberdeen Viaplay Cup final date and kick-off confirmed. Article by David Irvin. The SPFL have confirmed the date and kick-off time for next month's Viaplay Cup final between Rangers and Aberdeen. The showpiece final at Hampden Park will be played on Sunday, December the 17th. Kick-off for the match will be at 3 p.m. Aberdeen booked their spot in the final next month with a 1-0 win over Hibs on Saturday. Bojan Miovski netted the all-important winner with just 12 minutes left at Hampden after Jack McKenzie was sent off 3 minutes earlier. Rangers, meanwhile, toppled Hearts 3-1 in the second semi-final of the weekend. A James Tavernier double and Scott Wright's strike sent Phil Camont's side into the final. Lauren Shankland netted a late consolation for Hearts. And that article was by David Irvin. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, Sport. Ross County versus Celtic referee praised by Sky Sports expert. Article by Ewan Payton. Dermot Gallagher has heaped praise on David Munro for his decision to overturn his original decision to book James Brown during Celtic's win over Ross County at the weekend. The on-field official initially cautioned the right-back for his awful challenge on Celtic winner Yang inside the opening 10 minutes in the Highlands. Replays showed that as the South Korean attacker nipped in front of Brown, the County defender caught him high above the ankle with his studs. VAR reviewed the incident and advised Munro to watch the tackle back at his pitchside monitor. After looking at the screen, the referee cancelled the booking, instead sending Brown off. Appearing on Sky Sports' weekly segment on a Monday morning called Ref Watch, former Premier League referee Gallagher insisted Munro was totally correct to change his mind after allowing the VAR process to carry out the necessary checks. On Brown's red card, Gallagher said, 100% the right decision when you sit in on the replay. The 3-0 win for the champions in Dingwall was full of VAR stoppages, but this one was one of only two reviewed on Sky's show. Liam Scales had an early strike ruled out after Olds adjudged to have fouled Jordan White in the build-up to the goal by the referee. This wasn't mentioned in the show. Neither was Celtic's penalty claim after Will Nightingale grabbed a handful of O's jersey inside the county box. The only other incident shown was the correct offside call on Dyson Maeda in the build-up to O's disallowed goal later in the half. Manager Brendan Rodgers was especially miffed at the call to rule out Scales' goal early in the game. Rodgers said, "We created a lot of chances with some goals disallowed, which I have to see again, especially the offside and even the one before that, early on, where there's two guys jumping for the ball, and the ball lands and we finish and it's given us a no goal. So I don't see that as a good decision." And that article was by Ewan Payton. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 6th of November, Sport. Zach Lovelace Rangers injury return timeline revealed. Article by sports writer David Irvin. Zach Lovelace could return from his Rangers injury blow in January, B team manager Dathan McCallum has revealed. The talented teenager was handed a first start for the first team under Stephen Davis in the 3-0 win over St Mirren in October. After an impressive start to the match, Lovelace had to be stretchered off injured with what appeared to be a hamstring problem. Lovelace had been instrumental in the opener in Paisley as Ryan Strain handled a fierce cross leading to a penalty and red card for the St Mirren defender. The former Millwall talent, 17, hasn't featured since the setback but could make his comeback in the new year according to McCallum. As for fitness updates on Lovelace and Jack Harkness, McCallum explained, "Zach Lovelace and Jack Harkness are out due to injury and it will look like they will hopefully return around January time, but we work closely with them to get them back." After the injury worry, Lovelace had commented in social media, "Happy to get my first start for Rangers and be involved in the first goal. Unfortunate to pick up an injury, but I shall be back soon." Commenting after Lovelace's first start, then interim manager Davis said, "Firstly, I thought he was really lively, bringing that energy, power and pace that we know he's got. He brought that to the game and was causing them problems, so I'm disappointed for him. It's a bit of a double-edged sword for him today in terms of getting his full debut and then that happening. He says he's feeling a little bit better after the game, but until he's assessed, we'll not really know the damage." And that article was by David Irvin.
That concludes this week's edition of the Glasgow Times Sports Podcast. Please remember to subscribe to our channels at Kieran Review and to tell your friends about our service.